I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, that's your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down, it go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell him, Snapchat me that pussy. Or FaceTime me that pussy if it's cool. Boy, my DM poppin'. My DM just caught a body. I got celebs in this DM. They're breaking news if they see them. But nah, we don't do no talkin'.
We don't do no talkin'.
We see suckin' shit too often.
Fuck nigga.
I seen your girl post a DM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell
it go down.
Don't you hate when you get screenshots?
Hit it.
Bitch, that DM one for everybody.
Rules.
I love the gram. I love the gram.
I love the gram.
I'm addicted to it. I know I am.
I know I am.
And I just follow Angela
Simmons.
Boy, I got a crush on Angela
Simmons.
They like, damn, got it, you bold.
Bold.
Fuck it, I'm gonna let the world know. Go. I seen your girl post a DM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell
it go down.
Snapchat me that pussy. Move.
Snapchat me that pussy if it's cool.
Snapchat me that pussy.
Snapchat me that pussy if it's cool.
I seen your girl post a DM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down. It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell him.
Down.
All right.
Hey, what's going on?
Raw Folks Business, Iron Bowl Saturday.
Yeah, we in the building.
And we have
what's going
our
on with you, Tweety B?
Of the evening, Scott Heyrue, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. You know, a little turned up this morning, a little excited about, you know what I'm saying, our little one-on-one later on. You know what I'm saying? It's like giving the opportunity to interview the multifaceted Tweety B. You know what I'm saying? It's an opportunity I look forward to. Plus, I like putting you on the spot. But you know this already.
Okay, so why you like putting me on the spot so much? What's that about?
You already know. But we'll get to that later. So, you know, how was your Thanksgiving?
Well, my Thanksgiving was good. I ate a lot, and I planned on eating some more later on today.
Yeah.
So it was good for me. And I watched some football. I got to back and drink some Bud Light and watch some football. So it was cool. How was yours?
I mean, you know, it was different, man. You know, I enjoyed myself, ate some good food. You know, had a few decent little conversations with some decent people, you know, spent some time with family, friends, et cetera. You know, after that, I was all Thanksgiving out, you know, had the now prerequisite, should we really be celebrating Thanksgiving, because it's, you know, the holiday when the the white people killed the Indians, and the slaves were sold for a cheap price, and all these different things. So it was another day, cute dog, dealing with folks.
Was another day.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay, so we do have DJ Sergeant Rock joining us. How are we doing this Saturday?
Man, what it is. You already know what time it is. DJ Sergeant Rock broadcasting live 7,000 feet. Grown folks business. You know what I'm saying? This is the after Turkey Day blowout session. So don't nobody ring the alarm. Don't nobody panic. You know what I'm saying? I know you still got some old turkey and dressing left. Go on your ugly ass in the kitchen. Put it in the microwave. Fix you a plate. And let's get it on. You know what I'm saying? I love hanging out with grown folks business, man. What's up, guy? Hey, Rue. Pretty be in the building.
Oh, man,
what's good?
Man, we chilling, man. We hanging out, man. You know, ain't no leftovers in this bitch, man. I made sure I got that shit to everybody. Get the fuck out. Ain't no reason for you to come back. You know what I'm saying? It's a Monday for you to visit. You know, the more raggedy-ass cousins that see you in traffic and won't speak. You know what I said? Come over to eat and shit. You know. Went on eBay 2 months ago, bought some raggedy-ass Tupperware bowls and shit to stuff everybody's shit, and gave it to them, told them to get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Shit, sat there and watched the game in my drawers by my motherfucking self.
Okay. Okay.
Shit.
Well,
you know what's up, man.
My Thanksgiving was straight,
real,
though.
You know,
I was good, man. Hey, Rude.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I don't see my thing is, you know, my Thanksgiving, my holiday is always gone.
If you want some leftovers, don't go to Hayward House. He ain't got none.
No, I ain't got none. I mean, I got some shit for myself to eat. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't got none for nobody else and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, my holiday is always gonna be a little different from y'all's because I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do the turn up thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm still a little
right.
flabbergasted, man. You know, we all got that one old. I ain't got no job because I don't want to work for the man and shit, but I'm going to take these food stamps that the man provide me with and this Obama phone and shit. Like, how they going to give you an iPhone? That's an Obama phone. This shit is ridiculous, man. You know what I'm saying? But they want to tell you how Thanksgiving is a white man holiday and how we really ain't. Well, nigga, put the plate down and get the fuck out. You sitting here seconds and going back, and you keep going back to fill your plate up again and come over here to tell me how we shouldn't be doing this, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
I mean, if you just want to keep it 100, every holiday is a bullshit holiday if you want to look at it like that. I should
right.
be able to give my people presents that I love every day of the year, not just Christmas, but we celebrate Christmas. Family should sit down and eat. Man, you know what I'm saying, once, twice, three times a month, man, every month, man, you know what I'm saying, and give thanks for being alive. You know, a man should show his woman that he care about her, man, every single day, not just Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? They got this holiday that I like, man, called Blowjobs and Beer Day, which is after Valentine's Day. It's for the man. I think that should happen every day if you drink beer. I think that all of these holidays, man, are about family and about love and about coming together. I think we should celebrate them all the time, man. You know what I'm saying? People might not agree with why we be going to war in this country or whatever, man, but I think we should celebrate the troops every day. I think people that fought and died, they should be celebrated every day. All these holidays should be celebrated every day. So I'm getting tired of the people that always want to talk about how we should do this because it's a white man. Saint Nick, man, came from over there by Germany somewhere, man. Of course he a white man. So I'm getting tired of why he got to be, because that's where the fuck the country came from is at, and that's what he looked like. You know, the pilgrims came over here. They did their little shit. Every people that done invaded another people's country done did some atrocities, man. I'm not condoning that shit. I think it was foul. I think it was fucked up because they still mistreating the Indians today. But at the same time, if I want to sit down on a day that the nation is giving me a day off or paying me double overtime to work and eat some turkey and some ham, I ain't no Muslim, you know, or some turkey ham for the people that is Muslims, you know, or whatever the fuck you want to make for your little food and sit down with your family, man, and be thankful and say your blessings and prayers to your God or your creator or your deity or whoever the hell you worship. I think, man, people shouldn't complain about that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because
you know,
every other day of the year, you walk around quiet and don't say shit.
Society got a program, hey, Rue. You are absolutely right, because I feel like, well, everybody knows when these holidays come up, right? So everybody's pre-planning to do something on the day that's really supposed to come natural. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like you said, Valentine's Day. Why I got to plan 3 months ahead for Valentine's Day? I already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be with my woman. But everybody else wants to, you know, the Hollywood shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, the hotel room with the jacuzzi and the bubbles and the champagne and the candles burning and blah, blah, blah. And then they get on Facebook going live. Oh, look what my baby did for me. Ah, we already know they going to screw. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's Valentine's Day. It's a designated day. So everybody's been programmed to these holidays because we was taught that growing up. But as you get older, you start to see the error in our ways. And, you know, if I want to take a woman out, just like you say, I can do that any day of the week. You know what I'm saying? Any night of the week. But it should be cherished every day. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's real shit.
I mean, it's consumerism. You feel what I'm saying? It's consumerism, man. And people, you know, get caught up in the nonsense and the BS of it, man. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like I done jumped into my topic a little early, but that's my topic, man. I mean, it's how do you feel about the idea that none of these holidays that they celebrate, man, are, you know, religious holidays? I mean, they don't, none of them are in the Bible. You know, none of them are naturally in black people's culture. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
These holidays come from all over the world. Some of these holidays come from China, Japan, you know, Italy. Some come from America. Some come from England. They come from different places, man, and we celebrate all these holidays in America. How do you feel about the holiday?
Tweet, I'm going to let the ladies go first. Ladies first. Go ahead, Tweety. Shout them out.
Okay. Well, when I was younger, I used to think the holidays was it. You know what I'm saying? Because that was the way we learned it at home and at school, that Christmas was the time for family and Santa Claus was coming to town. And,
right.
You know, as I got older, I started to recognize that maybe this is not so much family-based as it's a business. Because now that we not only have Black Friday the day after Thanksgiving, but now we done started doing it on Thanksgiving Day. So that cuts the family time down completely if you're trying to get a deal for Christmas. You know, so I think
right.
we've taken away a lot of value that we used to have as far as the holidays are concerned. But I've never been a fan of anything too much we celebrate in the United States because we only celebrate tragedy. Like, you know, we turn tragedy to a holiday. Like 9/11 is now a holiday. If that was a very tragic event, what are we celebrating on that day?
They actually made that a national holiday. I didn't know that.
I mean, but it's becoming that. That's what I'm saying. Like every tragedy
right.
in the United States deserves a holiday. And I'm not understanding the purpose in that. So as far as me as a holiday, some of the things I like the Valentine's Day. I like the love, you know, spread the love, all of that.
Right.
But everything
right.
else, I'm not so sure. So that's my take on it.
Well,
okay.
I got a free.
I feel that.
I got the free. I can't do nothing but agree. You know, I ain't mean to cut you off, hey, Rue. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta agree with Tweety B on that one, man, because it's like, you know, the older you get, you start realizing how fake shit is. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, anybody with any common sense that really know God and really know what's going on and tap into the frequencies and the mathematics, they know good goddamn well an Easter Bunny ain't got nothing to do with Jesus Christ raising from the dead, man. Come on, man. Easter egg, huh? What is we hunting Easter eggs for? You know what I'm saying? And when I found out that was fake, that made me do a lot more research into holidays and why they came about. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, Christmas is the most fucked up holiday ever. You know what I'm saying? And people go back and do their research on where Christmas comes from, they'll see that how fucked up it is. You know what I'm saying? And everything's ass backwards now. You know, just like Tweety B said, you know, we celebrate bullshit, you know, and tragedies and shit that went on in America, you know, dealing with our culture and us being, you know what I'm saying, slave, rape, soul, bought, you know what I'm saying? We done went through all that, and then these holidays pretty much is a mockery to us. But we don't take it like that because we wasn't taught that growing up. And it's only until you become grown and understand the God knowledge behind all of that that you really see that all these holidays is just really fake. They fake as fuck. You know what I'm saying? If somebody thought of this shit, they might have, and they put that shit down and made everybody believe the shit, and shit been going on for centuries, man. You know, it's kind of crazy, but it's how we came up with it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I agree with both of y'all to a degree. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, to me, I don't even, like, look at it from the holiday standpoint. I understand it from the tradition standpoint, that on this day that everybody else called Thanksgiving, me and my family get together, we eat, we sit down, we happy, you know what I'm saying? You see them family members that you ain't seen in a while, and you do what you do, man, because it's when they can get off. You feel what I'm saying? It's when the nation allows them to have a day off, or they don't have to work, or they don't have to do something. You know, I mean, I'm one of those people who I enjoy Christmas growing up. I mean, I know it's not about shit now. I know it don't got nothing to do with Jesus and all this stuff, which is what people say it was supposed to be. But then again, if you're not a Christian, then that don't matter to you anyway. Christmas is just Christmas.
Right.
So at the end of the day, man, it's like, I am more concerned with the mentality that people have surrounding the holidays. Like, now people are so caught up in look at me, that if they buy a gift for their child on this holiday that they celebrating with this tree up and all of that, they got to make sure that they get credit, you know.
Right.
I mean, I knew that my mom and them was buying them presents early, but they didn't try to take no credit. They said Santa Claus. I was cool with that. I enjoyed that. My thing is, like, people, you know, these Negroes that don't even look out for their kids on any other day want to be talking about this nonsense, man, and acting like they conscious, you know, when they not woke. Being conscious and being woke is two different things. So this being tuned in and tapped in and being aware of what's going on in the universe. I mean, the universe, man, is a tragic thing, man, because it's so much negative energy in the air. So we have to take these opportunities to share these little moments, man. I mean, it's like, I don't mind my kid being woke. I don't mind my kid being conscious and understanding how truthful things are. But we have to understand as parents that you send your kid to school on some conscious stuff, Santa Claus ain't real. You know, you don't have a right to shake and wake up other kids. The same way I feel like, man, you know, I don't need my kid to be asking me questions about homosexuality and men being married to men until I'm ready to have that conversation with them. So for me to send my kid to school on a specific day, and he the only person up in there talking about we don't do Christmas because that shit is fake, and, you know, the white man this and that and that, you stealing something from your kid that you got to enjoy. You dig what I'm saying? We get to be adults fast enough in this country. It come too fast for too many people. So I don't believe in stealing that and taking away the joy that I had. I want to pass on the traditions that I had, and I'll make them a new thing. I feel like we complain about what stuff is while participating in it instead of taking it and twisting it, man, and adding our own thing and letting it be a tradition for us. You dig what I'm saying? If you feel that bad about how bad our people was, man, then, hey, man, take your kids somewhere, man, and do something on Christmas and talk about, you know, what our people been through and where we going and this and that on these holidays that supposedly has something to do with us being slaves or what have you. My thing is, like, don't look for no excuse, man, to not spend no money. Because at the end of the day, that's what a lot of people is doing. I ain't celebrating no white man holiday. Man, I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. But, man, you don't never buy your kids nothing, man. You forget you got gifts. You got gifts on this day when you was little. Why your kid can't get no gift on this day? Why your kids can't have no joy in the memories of this? You don't want your kids around the rest of the family, everybody exchanging gifts. It's like, man, people be trying to be too serious, man, about nonsense. It's nonsense.
You know what happens,
most shit
what
is
happens during that? You know what happens with that, hey, rule? Them kids grow up wanting to know why they never got it, and then they completely become commercialized and consumerized to it anyway because they never got a chance to do it. So now they want to do it. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I look at it like, man, it's stages and steps, man. If you're not going to educate them and enlighten them and give them the realness of it as they grow to become, as they grow at an age where they question and ask questions. Answer questions. Your kids ask you questions when they're ready for questions. Give them the answers, man, as they ask the questions, man. Don't try to shove stuff down their throat. You know what I'm saying? It's just like with a baby. You don't give a baby whole food till he's ready to swallow that whole food. You know what I'm saying? So that's
right.
Just how I go, man. And I don't want to drag this topic out, you know what I'm saying, because I want to just touch on this and, you know, move along, because we got a fantastic interview coming up later on, man. You know what I'm saying? And I figure it's almost about time for us to get into some music, man, before we come back and get on our next topic, because Tweety B over there, you know, on the ones and twos, while, you know what I'm
okay.
saying, I'm microphone controlling today. So we're going to get into
okay.
some music to somebody, man, and we're going to come on back, man, with Tweety B, DJ Sergeant Rock, and the one and only God motherfucking Hayro.
Okay, Cara Mafioso, Hood Loud, Volume 1. I got a chance to go over and check it out, you guys. It is a very hot release. Go over on that, Chris, and download
right.
the shit. Listen to that shit. Nigga got something to say. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is one of my favorite ones. We're going to get it right now. Look Me in My Eyes. Ride Hard Radio's very own Cara Mafioso. We'll be back.
Hard time.
Yeah. Look me in my eyes, tell me how you feel about it. If you gave me real, then stay the fuck around. Don't need no fade, homies by my side. Don't need no fade, homies by my side. Look me in my eyes, tell me how you feel about it. If you gave me real, then stay the fuck around. Don't need no fade, homies by my side. Don't need no fade, homies by my side. Look me in my eyes, you can tell that I'm a G.
A G.
Rep the 7, standing on my feet. In the square, to the point, like the pyramid test. Naughty Rock, King of the Met. Lyrically, I murder said. Got a mafioso mob, mash all day in every way. Do it like a holiday, and I be coming all day. Like the Rolling Stone, yeah, I be on that. Motherfucking moon rock, catch me at the dock. In the pocket lot, a sparkin', blowing good, hood loud. And you know we keep it blowing, and I'm knowing I've been doing this shit ever since a decade. Now it's century bound, now it's face my way. Look me in my eyes, tell me how you feel about it. If you gave me real, then stay the fuck around. Don't need no fade, homies by my side. Don't need no fade, homies by my side. Look me in my eyes, tell me how you feel about it. If you gave me real, then stay the fuck around. Don't need no fade, homies by my side. Don't need no fade, homies by my side.
Don't need no play, homies close to me. Rolling on that ecstasy, that molly get you pop, lock, drop, lock, roll. Pull out that 9 out my waist and then I lose control. What the fuck you know about the niggas from Bluff Road? What the fuck you know about the niggas from Two Knots Road? They gangsta by they did. Boy, they shine, they bring. Boy, they low. Boy, they low, they boat. Boy, they rap that folk. I'm a motherfucking gangster by law. I'm a motherfucking gangster by real. I do what the fucking nigga, you get killed in the instant. Subtracting. Fucking with a nigga like me, king of the MET. Base mob is who I be. I'm a.
I can't get that shit up there no more, goddammit.
All right.
And we back up in this motherfucker.
One time for God of Mafioso, Hard Time, ENT 803, you know what I'm saying? South Crack Representative. That was a dope track, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go to Dead Pill, download Hood Loud King, you know what I'm talking about? Exclusive member of Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? Because we coming with these hits now, man. I'm talking about it's really going down, Tweety B and Hey Root, man. I'm telling you, they ain't ready for what we coming with 2017. They better get ready.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Now,
that's what's up.
I do want to express to everybody that is listening to the show via online. You can call us and talk to us. 323-693-3043 is the number to dial. Press the 1 button if you would like to come in and say something on the air. If we have callers, and we do have callers on the line, if you have something to say, now is the time to press the 1 button and come in there and talk to us and have a chat with you. Okay. All right, so we do have somebody here waiting. 6007 is the last 4 of your digits. Who do we have?
Got Will.
Hey, what's
happening? That's all y'all need to know. What's up, Tweety?
What's going on?
How your ass doing?
I'm good. How are you?
How your ass doing? I'm good. I love you.
I'm well. Love you too. So what's going on in New Jersey?
Because you know I had to come down all the way down and talk about this Bama and Auburn shit.
Oh shit. Here we go.
I wanna get people started out this shit, you know.
Oh shit.
You know what's gonna happen.
What's gonna happen?
I ain't you know Bama gonna kick that ass someday.
Oh God
have mercy.
Is that what you think?
All your new vibe. Listen to me closely. Listen closely.
Oh, my God.
And the man started off with I Love When They Talk About Them. God, he started off with I Love You.
Bama gonna kick that Auburn ass. It's gonna be 28-15 today.
Yeah, gonna get cut off the air. Better quit playing with Tweety B team like that.
He already know now. This depends from the good Lord.
What?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm gonna pray for you, brother. I'm gonna exercise the demon, and I'm gonna pray for you this evening. Hallelujah. I'm praying for this brother on the other end of this phone because.
Church,
Are you praying for a win?
I already know we're gonna win. So what you need to be worried about is what you're gonna do when Auburn beats Alabama today. 23-21.
You know what? 23-21. I'm about to spread some gospel right now. You know, Bama whooped that ass today. I don't want none of that black on black crime going on. Alright? None of that black on black crime. That niggas go get a drink, sit back, wonder what the fuck happened. That's
I don't know what happened, you guys. We lost that caller. We really appreciate you for calling into the show on this very good evening. May God bless your wonderful soul. Hallelujah. Way your damn ego. Who chose this? Are you serious?
Lasted a little longer than I thought it would.
I tried to give him a hint. I said, hey, man, you going to get cut off the air, man. You ain't playing with Tweety B team like that. I mean, I tried to tell him, bro. He just kept going.
You did try to tell him. You tried. I love you, honey, but that don't fly over here. Okay, guys, I tell you, this has been a very, very trying show to start us off, but... War damn eagle, and we're going to take this time right now to get into sports with Big Bird, so you guys don't go nowhere. Coming back for my interview right, hang on tight.
Pimping, pimping. What's going on, family? This your boy Big Bird with the Grown Folks Business Sports Report. And this week is the college football's robbery week. And I guarantee you can't nobody out there that's listening to this show right now say that shit five times in a row without fucking up somewhere. Robbery week. College football robbery week. Try it. But we got a lot of robbery games going on this week. This is the inaugural week. It's the last week of college football. And this is a week where everybody plays their rival. You got Michigan playing Ohio State, Auburn playing Alabama. I know y'all ready for that one over there in Alabama. You got South Carolina and Clemson, Florida and Florida State, Georgia and Georgia Tech. I mean, it's going down all across the country the same way, man. Everybody playing their rivals, and it's going to be some real big games going down. That Auburn and Alabama is one I want to see personally because of the fact I know how bad Auburn want to spoil Alabama's chances of getting into the championship, which I doubt they will anyway. Even if they lose, I see Alabama still getting in, but it's still going to be a spirited game. But y'all keep your eyes out on those games today, man, because it's going to go down. It's going to start at 12 o'clock with the Michigan and Ohio State game and the Georgia Tech game. It's going to be popping from that point on all Saturday. So get your cold beer, get your liquor, whatever the hell the thing that you do, get your whatever, and do your thing. You feel me? And then also when I'm in the NFL, man, that damn Dallas, man. I know we got a lot of Dallas fans out there in the crowd today, but that goddamn Dallas is balling with two fucking rookies, man. I'm talking about you got two rookie guys. You got a rookie quarterback, Dak Prescott, and then you got Ezekiel Elliott, the rookie running back out of Ohio State, and these guys come in looking like they damn Hall of Famers already. You know, I saw them playing in preseason, and I knew they was going to be pretty good, but I didn't see them being this good. And I thought they was going to eventually hit a rookie ball like most rookies do because in college they only play like 10, 11 games, and in pros you're playing 16 games. So eventually, because of the I mean, they seem like they're getting better if the season go on. So, y'all keep your eyes on Dallas, man. It seems like they're ready to do big things this year. And also, in the AFC, you got New England still rolling. They still doing their thing. Tom Brady, they got them boys at a point already. You know, I saw them playing in preseason, and I knew they was going to be pretty good, but I didn't see them being this good. And I thought they was going to eventually hit a rookie ball like most rookies do because in college they only play like 10, 11 games. And in pros, you're playing 16 games. So eventually, it's looking like it's going to be a clash between either them and Dallas. So to me, I feel like Atlanta's going to be there with Dallas too because of the fact that Atlanta's high offense is the number one offense in the league. And they got to have an offense that can score with Dallas. And right now, see, the Falcons offense is the only one that's capable of doing that. So y'all keep your eye on these NFL seasons, on this NFL season as it's winding down also. And the NBA is kind of too early to tell what's really popping. You know, you got the usual suspects. You got LeBron in Cleveland. You got Golden State, Kevin Durant, them. San Antonio kind of fell off a little bit. I think they're getting older. That age kind of catching up to them. The Clippers looking good. Keep an eye on the Clippers. And also in college basketball, it started. You got Kentucky. Man, them boys looking unstoppable. And then you got Duke and Kansas. They're going to be in there in the end. You know what I'm saying? But, It's going down, man, and the games are starting to get heated in college basketball as well. But that's my sports report for today, man. This is boy Big Bird, Grown Folks Business, man. Me and Tweety B still doing what we do, you know what I'm saying? Y'all have a great Saturday, man. Hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving, and we'll see y'all next week. Grown Folks Business, baby.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
Ang susunod na palabas ay Rated PG.
Yo, what up? It's your boy DJ Soko, that Florida boy, and I'm always rocking out with my baby girl, Tweety B, on Grown Folks Business Saturdays, every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern on Grindhard Radio. If you're missing out, you losing. And you know this?
Yeah.
The promos be so, like in your face, bro. I'm talking about Tweety be firing off, man.
Yeah. For real.
counting down shit, blowing up, lasers punching in and out and shit. I'm like, God damn. I love it, man. I love it.
For real. All right, man. Well, you know, we back, man, with this highly anticipated interview with TDB. And so I'm going to go ahead on and kick it off, man. You know what I'm saying? Because as we know, man, Tweety B is, she's an artist, a radio diva, a model, a video model, a promoter, a graphic artist, and of late, an actress. So, you know, we really going to get into that, man. But before we do, as always here on the show, man, we're going to allow Tweety B to introduce herself. So tell them who you are, man.
I am Sweet Bird, 334, Chambers County, Alabama, representing 20 years strong. And I love the grind. Research Sweetie, one thing you will find is that I love the grind and I support. I mean, I'm not selfish in my support other people and other artists. We are few, but we are here.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So, you know, I'm going to get on right into this, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm different from a little few other people to interview, man. You know what I mean? I like kind of be a little shocking, a little daring, a little challenging. So, my first question to you is, you know, how do you feel about where you are right now, man, in your life?
Right now in my life, the place that is learning experience, it is a place of growth and strong discipline. And one of those stages in life where it's kind of, if you really want it, this is what you got to sacrifice to have it. And I'm in the sacrificing stage of the industry and in life itself, I think.
Okay. I'm feeling you on that, man. You know what I'm saying? Do you ever get discouraged?
I do find myself discouraged sometimes. But I'm surrounded by people that under no circumstances will ever allow me to give up. I mean, I could be 96 and these niggas will still be talking about Sweetie B, you got it, man. You gonna make it, baby. You got it at 96.
Right.
These are the kind of people that I've surrounded myself by, you know, real grinders and people that really work hard. And so I have that support system, which is good. But yeah, a lot of times I do have that feeling of giving up sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I feel you know what I'm saying? You know, like me, man, I ain't you know, one of those people, man, that, you know, don't give you no role. So then tell us what inspires you. I mean, you say you got people around you that, you know, motivate you and keep you pushing. What inspires you, you know, to keep doing what you do?
What inspires me the most, I think, is proving a point to people who said I couldn't do it. And I don't feel like all the time it has an age cap on it where you have to stop at a certain age to be at a point in life where you want to be. But I would just say that me as a person, I strive real hard to better myself on a daily basis. And I could learn something from a 3-year-old. You know, I'm never closed-minded to the fact that I don't know everything. So, I don't know. It's crazy right now.
I mean, you know, it's what it is, though. Whatever it takes, you know, to keep you going and moving forward. a question that I have been curious to ask you for a while. You know, we talk about it from time to time, but I haven't really asked you lately. How do you feel about the fact that you constantly promote other people and shout other people out and, you know, stand behind and push other people? And a lot of those people have seem to have forgotten, like, that you even exist, or they don't promote you, or they don't push you the same way. It's like when your track come out, it's like the same people who you retweeted or reposted or, you know, shouted out 50 times on the show can't even like the status on Facebook.
Right. Well, you know what I learned it's like this for me. I've shared a lot of artists and I've promoted a lot of artists. I've had a lot of first interviews on my shows that people now have gone on and done several interviews on big radio stations that don't, you know, promote or even mention the show. And that's fine, but I have the proof, you know, on everything. So it doesn't bother me one way or the other anymore. As a younger artist, I used to get upset all the time. Well, they ain't helping me. They ain't promoting me. They not doing this and that. But I learned something that you could have. I think me and DJ Sergeant Rock talked about this before. Like, you can have 2 million people to view your video. And if those 2 million people don't have nothing to do with music, the arts, or helping you to be number one, it doesn't matter. You could have one view, and if it's the right pair of eyes, that's all that needed to see it. So it doesn't really make or break me if somebody doesn't share my shit, because it's out there because I make sure it's out there.
Right.
I don't depend on them.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I feel you on that, like, so seriously. It's like, does there ever come a point when you say, you know, I've been treating everybody how I want to be treated, so I'm at this stage right now where I'm going to start treating people like they treat me?
Yeah. I'm at that stage probably about right now. I'm probably at that stage right now. You know, because people can be so disrespectful, you know,
right,
and act like they don't know how the game goes when actually they do. And if people have a certain amount of respect for a person that grind hard and is consistent in doing so and is not selfish in one's promotion, especially in a family unit. So, you know,
right,
I'm really to a point to where I'm, you know, about to say something here in a minute, but I'm trying to be cool, you know.
Right.
But everybody know me. Everybody know me.
Man. Okay. You know, piggybacking off of that question, my next question is, if your life is a movie, who are you? The director, the producer, the star, the cameraman, or the co-star?
That's a good question.
I'm all that shit. I'm all that shit. All the time.
I mean, no, but you got to pick one, though. Which one are you the most?
The director.
Okay.
Because I am in total control of Tweety B at all times. So I am the director, and I can recast at any point in time. So that's
how they go. I'm feeling that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling that. how big a role does love play in your life?
Oh, it's very important. Love is important. You guys should spread the love. Because if it wasn't for love in my life, I would be in the county facility, because I love people. I don't react the way that I normally would if I didn't love you at all. So love is very important in my life. on a daily basis. Because if the one day that love don't exist no more in my life, the people gonna be fucked up.
I feel you on that, like, for real. Definitely understand that. All right. You do so many things, man. You know, you're an actress, an artist, a radio diva, you know, a photographer, graphic designer. I mean, you know, you got so many hats. You know, in your case, so many collars. But, you know, which one do you love the most? I mean, which one is your passion?
I think editing and graphics is the thing that I love to do the most because it's so open. Like, nobody can tell you the limits on your own art. So I like to indulge in art. So, yeah, I would say my editing and graphics would be the thing that I really love the most. I sing and stuff like that because that's just a gift that was natural and I didn't really have to work at it a whole lot. So, you know, it was something that I did on a daily basis all the time, but I've learned to kind of swallow that part of exposure because I don't like the outcome. I don't like what being number one means. And being number one is important in what I do. You know, that's what I strive for, being number one. But being number one as an artist or being number one as a performer right now is not the look for me, I don't think. So I kind of am following that part.
I mean, I don't understand. You want to explain that a little more clearly. Like, how can being number one be a bad thing?
Being number one in the industry right now as far as artists go, I'm not Illuminati type. And I'm not willing to go that measure and that leap to be number one and what is required of one to be number one. So on that part of it, I have swallowed that dream. So I do it for fun.
Okay.
That's true. That's true.
I feel you on your perspective. You know, I mean, everybody has to have their approach about, you know, how they view different things. So, I mean, all the things that you do, like, you know, the acting, the singing, the recording, the graphic design, how do you see yourself bringing all of those things together?
Well, because they're all important and they all make up me and who I am as a person. And I express myself in all different ways all the time through my pictures, through, you know, the roles and different things that I choose to pick, do. It says a lot about me as a person. So I'm able to act, you know, that part because I maybe know about that part or maybe I live that part. I try to always accept those type of roles and do those type of songs. Something that I can relate to so you can relate to.
Okay, I feel you. I feel that. So what would the 18-year-old, I mean, what would Tweety Bird today say to 18-year-old Tweety Bird? If she could talk to her just for a minute.
Oh, don't move to Atlanta. Don't go there.
Don't go there. Just don't go there. Everything be cool.
Atlanta, bad
times.
Just don't go there. So that's what
I would say. I mean, you know, that's kind of cryptic. You know, we gonna ask. You know what? What's so bad about Atlanta? What?
Well,
18 years ago.
It was a bad experience because it was supposed to be signed to a label with Left Eye Lisa Lopez, and we were young and very discredited, not, you know, on top of our business as much as we should have been as artists, but we were young. We didn't know And I just, the fact that we were so close to having some type of start and some type of name for ourselves that we have been working for, and to have all of our material stolen and just the whole ordeal of that time period with the group that I was working with, I just would have, if we would have never went there, I think we would have been cool. And that was just one thing I would just say, don't go there.
Okay. Yeah, man, that's, you know, that's a very interesting story. You know, so I mean, as you know, man, I always enjoy talking to you, man, and I could talk to you all day, but being that we got DJ Sergeant Rock here in the building, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't afford this brother an opportunity, you know, to pose a couple of questions, you know what I'm saying? So being the type of cat, man, that I am, I'm going to pass the microphone begrudgingly, you know.
I appreciate
so I just got there to, you know.
You know, I think you need to be my announcer on stage. When I get ready to go on stage, I'm going to need you to grab that mic and announce me and bring me out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. How about now? Want me to bring you out, man? Because, you know, I get hyped to get the feeling, the vibe, man. You
that what I'm talking about? That what I want?
This Negro right here, man, he didn't deal my, the show about to be over. He's still talking. He done cracked some jokes. He done went from a comedy routine. He done did some spoken word shit. He done try to do a rhyme over my intro music. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right. That's all right. Exercise your right to feel it, because you got to feel it.
He done sat at the front of the stage and started taking numbers. You know what I'm saying? He just started taking phone numbers at the front of the stage. He's taking selfies with people. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't the best hype man. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, we pass the microphone to, you know what I'm saying, to the grave digger, you know, to the underground survivalist, man, you know, to the earth dweller, DJ Sergeant Rock, man. Let him ask a few questions.
Okay, first of all, Tweety B, you know, me and you been rocking for a minute now, you know what I'm saying, and you get a lot of feedback for different things that you do, some feedback more than others. A good question I want to ask you is, what particular area of your expertise do you actually get the most feedback from?
The radio show. Radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which I know you get feedback from everything else that you do, but radio pretty much gives you the most feedback on Tweety B.
Yeah.
No, they like the pictures. They be liking them pictures.
I know it, but you know, I just wanted to see what she was going to say. You know what I'm saying? She said the radio. I thought she was going to say the pictures too, April. I ain't going to even lie.
Yeah.
Well, see, that just shows how much y'all know.
That's why we interviewing you, so we'll know. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I knew she would say the radio show, you know, but
yeah,
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I agree with you too, Havel. They like them pictures because I do. Alright, next question.
No, they do like the pictures, and I'm not going to say that I don't get responses from them, because I do get responses from them, but it's not nothing like the responses I get from the radio and musicians. Like, even when I had stopped on radio, they were still submitting music to me. So music,
wow,
and radio have always been like the thing that people remember me for.
Did you say you stopped doing radio and they were still sending you stuff?
Yeah.
Now that's some power, hey boo. That's some power, hey boo. That's some serious black woman power right there.
Because they knew she was connected, but also some of them people just don't pay attention. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some people don't pay attention. They don't even be realizing you ain't doing your show no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, Tweety B, let me ask you this. You just now became an actress. You know what I'm saying? Which, that's a whole nother level of entertainment besides doing music and radio and promotions and marketing and stuff like that. What can you say really prompted you to do the actress thing? You know what I'm saying? Because I got to shout you out again, you know what I'm saying, for that Halloween skit, you know what I'm talking about. That it was, you know what I'm saying, some cool shit. And from that to be a stepping stone to bigger things, you know what I'm saying? How did you actually tap into being an actress?
If I told you, you probably wouldn't believe me. But
I believe
you.
This is why we
are. Because you asked, and I tell you anyway. I was the only child for a long time. I was like 8 when my brother was born, 8 or 9. I spent a lot of time by myself. And so I used to have conversations and tea parties and play with my dog and everything by myself.
Right.
Like everything.
Right.
I had to be the baby. I had to be everything. So I kind of got it to how to mentally create different characters. And so I knew then that, you know, I was something special in that category. But it started a yearning to, like, I could do that. I could pretend to be somebody else and pretend that something is happening, or, you know, I could do that. Because I did that at a very young age. So, and then I got a chance to do one video in Atlanta that was recorded at New Birth, Bishop Eddie Long at the time. I got a chance to be in the Vicky Wyman Work It Out video. And just the way that they recorded it and the way that it took us a long time to do like a 3-minute video because it was like
we had to move
from one place of the church to another place of the church and had to set that up. And, you know, but just the going through the whole thing with that, it was cool for me. And I was like, yeah, when I get a chance, I want to do something like this. So that was really what turned me on to it, was the Vicky Wyman video. I was just,
wow. Now that's big. That's real right there. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't get a chance to understand the work that goes on behind the scenes when you're dealing with film and movies and stuff like that. So, you know, what would you tell an aspiring actress in 2016? What would you tell an aspiring actress?
Have patience, and every role is not for you, but that doesn't mean that you won't find your place, your position. Don't give up, you know, on discovering that character for you, because every character is not the character for you. So, you know, just don't be discouraged by that, is what I would say.
Wow, that's good. That's good, positive upliftment. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the future actresses in the world. Don't give up. Handle your business. Every role ain't for you, but you will find the roles that's for you. Now, I'm going to get into something interesting. I know Hey Rube gonna like this. I'm going to get into something interesting. All right, Tweety, we all know this now. You know, you do take pictures, and you take beautiful pictures. You're a wonderful-looking model. You're very sexy, and you're very good-looking. You know what I'm saying? In the world that we live in, which is pretty much hypersexuality, how do you cut that out versus, you know, just like how, you know how models do, you know, pretty much models just show themselves. So how do you show yourself and exemplify your sexuality, but without being too ratchet or too vulgar or too revealing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your mindset when you, you know, take these pictures the way you take these pictures? What's your mindset?
There is no ratchet. There is no ratchetness inside of me. So I know I'm not going to take a ratchet picture. That's just point blank and period. There is no limit to what I may do on the camera. That doesn't make me ratchet. That doesn't make me out there. That just makes me free in what I really want to do as a person. It has nothing to do with, you know, none of that. I would say to anybody that's aspiring to be a model, to be free and to be one with yourself and know your limits, whatever they are. But as for me, I'm super free when it comes to stuff like that.
Right. So what the next person might deem as, oh, she's just being too sexual, you pretty much deem it as being free. Like, this is how I felt that day. This is what I'm rocking like. You know, you take it or leave.
Right. Right.
Okay.
I think we've gotten too far away from, like, woman and man. Like, I guess we have gained this perspective that you're supposed to dress a certain way, or you're supposed to act a certain way, you're supposed to look a certain way to be accepted in society. Had class, okay. But I'm free.
Right.
I'm a free spirited person, and I like the street. So you might see anything out of me, but that doesn't make me a less of a person.
Okay, that's what's good. That I like that. I love that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of women don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's in this industry, they don't really know how to carry themselves because they don't have that mindset to, you know, be free with themselves. So it would be safe to say that you're extremely comfortable with yourself, because a lot of women aren't comfortable with themselves. So what would you say to the women of 2016 who are still not comfortable with themselves?
I would say you better hurry up, because I don't know what 2017 is going to bring. But I do know this. It's a time right now, today, we're living in a society where we don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow or not. And just by being a black person here in America right now, you don't ever know. So I say, don't limit yourself to what society may feel as acceptable if it's not you. Because you're going to have a constant battle within yourself every day about that. So to exit all that out, I'm just a free person. Like, I don't really have a whole lot of skeletons. You know what I'm saying? Because my closet is open. And it's not a whole lot of people like that. So, you know, I'm pretty much cool with me.
Okay. Tweety B, last question. What do you see for the future of Tweety B 334?
A owner of my own personal studio, where you will be able to perform art, which means you will be able to make your videos, your films, your short film, or your whatever you want to make. You can take pictures and you can record your music all in one place. And that's my goal. That's my ultimate goal, to be able to do that for people, because there's a lot of people in the world that are talented and don't get a chance to get the exposure and don't get a chance to do everything they need to do for a reasonable price. And so that's what I want to create for us, is a place where you can go get everything done for a reasonable price and be willing to work. So, you know, that's my goal.
That's what's up, and that's Trill. You know what I'm saying? And I just know the future is going to hold bigger things and brighter things and better things for Tweety B. I will be looking forward to that one-stop learning shop, you know what I'm saying, and come through and share some of my wisdom and expertise on the Wheels of Steel to whoever kids that you got up in there that really want to get down with this entertainment. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you letting me interview you for a little while, you know what I'm saying? You know, the guy, Hey Roo, you know, that's just my dude there, you know, and he be coming out the box. So, you know, I tried to go left field, you know what I'm saying, with my questions, you know, so I won't follow none of his questions. You feel me? So, you know, I appreciate this time, you know, you let me come through and I'll interview you, and it's just a beautiful thing, man. Grown folks business, we in here. Hey, Roo, back to you, big dog.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, you know, like I said, man, I sat there quiet, man, for a moment, you know what I'm saying, allow you opportunity, man, you know what I'm saying, to do your thing, man. I kind of like, you know, where you was taking it, because I went a different way, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, man, when you interview somebody, especially people that you know, you have a tendency to, you know, ask those questions that you already know and that you want
right.
other people to know. So, being that we talk so much on this show and have talked so much when we've done this show on different networks, on our own little shit, different times, it's like a lot of these things we discussed before. So I try to get into some other things, man, that we don't discuss often and allow an opportunity to express those things, man, because it's like I really have come to understand that Tweety B has been a part of a lot of other people's teams. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And 90% of the time, man, she like the MVP on that team, man. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of other people, in keeping with today's society, man, been getting trophies and other stuff just for being on the team. And it's like it's a lot of that participationism going on. You know what I'm saying? You just showed up and want credit for it. And like I see people grinding and a lot of stuff, man. Like I'll be seeing her being the linchpin in a lot of people's organizations, man, where she pull out, everything will fall apart. And so I'll be feeling like, you know, every now and then, man, she need to be, you know, given that credit and that, you know, praise that she deserves, man, because she really don't get it a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, it's like she kind of, she one of the most, you know, cocky, humble people that I know. You know what I'm saying? She got that no brag swag, you know what I'm saying, which is kind of different for a person that rap and that's in an industry where it's like, hey, look at me. You feel me?
Right.
The thing is that she don't have a problem sitting back, man, and not taking credit for stuff that people do. You feel me?
Right.
And, you know, we kind of argue and beef about that a little bit because I look at it like a lot of the stuff you're doing for other people, almost for nothing you can do for yourself and get paid for. You feel me? So every now and then, man, you know, I want to point out how talented that she is, how talented she really is, how many different things she actually does participate in, how many different things that she does, not only for herself, but for other people. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be funny, crack no jokes or nothing like that, man, but it's some funny looking dudes and females, man. She done did their pictures and made them look, you know what I'm saying, like presentable human beings and shit. You feel what I'm saying? It's like I'm just keeping it 100, man, you know. And them people, man, they don't, you know, they don't shout her out. They don't think it's people in relationships because she fixed a picture for them. You know what I'm saying? They met a dude off of a, you know what I'm saying, a photo edit done by Tweety B. They with the person that they met based on that, man, and it's no... Shout out to Tweety B. It's no nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of dudes be jocking and, you know, how the picture looks sexy and this and that. Or some dude that's really in the industry that's like, you know, sex is so easily available and this and that, man, that, you know what I'm saying, they are able to see talent and look past that, that recognize and acknowledge her for that. There are a few individuals that she has supported and promoted that still holler, man. You know what I'm saying? There's some dudes, man, that, you know, was on the show, man. We interviewed them, and it's like they interviews after being interviewed by us. And the critique that they got continually got better. They came more prepared to the next interview. Them dudes don't get no shout out or get no credit. Me, I really don't care because I'm not trying to be in the entertainment industry. I'm one of them cats, man. I like that behind the scene. I don't even like showing my face to people because I don't want to be famous. I just want to be rich. You feel me? So I'm like a different kind of dude. Like, I got flow. I could spit a little something. I could do this and that, but that's not my thing. That's like, you know what I'm saying? That's not my passion. So I'm not going to waste studio time to some young dude that's passionate about it can do that. You know, I really feel where she's coming from, man, with the studio thing. I think that's like something that she could do because she's that type of person. She always lifting up other people. You know?
Right.
And, you know, it's just how I go, man. It's like me, man. I haven't thought about it. I thought about getting me a little studio, one of them smoke your blunt in the car studios. No, your hoes can't come in here. If you ain't getting on the mic, it ain't no room for you in here. You know what I'm saying? I want to open up a studio in an outhouse. It ain't no room for nothing but you in the microphone. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't need no chick to be looking over there at front and for you, not wasting my time. And we on the clock. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I treat you like a street corner prostitute, man. I'm going to light that cigarette up, and when it burn out, your time is up. It's time for you to go. You feel me?
Right.
So you better come in here ready to go. We ain't going to keep on recutting it and redoing it. No, your time is your time. If you want a studio session, you put it to a session. But if you want to come and get your time, you pay by the hour. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring your boys. If your boy ain't on the track, you not Puff Daddy or, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't need no entourage. Nigga, roll up here by yourself and do your music. get the fuck
right.
out. You know what I'm saying? And that's the type of vibe that I got. Like, I want to say that what she said is true. It's a lot of people that ain't made it, man, because they can't afford stuff. But it's a lot of people that ain't made it, man, but for the lack of grind. You feel me? It's not, you know,
right.
I'm one of them people, you know, we beef about it. I'm not a big Illuminati believer in all of that. I just look at it like it's a lot of people that's lazy. Because this dude, Tech
right.
Nine, he been in the industry for a long time, independent, man, and he been making bread. You feel
yep.
me? He been making bread.
He ain't major.
And it's like,
he ain't really got no major hits or none
nah,
of that shit. But he been
nah,
getting
and they,
independent.
But he forced, but he yeah, they forcing him to, he forcing him to recognize him, man. You know what I'm saying? And people be wanting to do music with him, and he be turning people down. You know what I'm saying? He be doing his own stuff. So I recognize there's a lane for everybody in the entertainment business. But the point that I was making is a lot of people, man, they like to grind. You can't want to be high and party and turn up with females or turn up with dudes and party with your girls and go out and shop and do all of this stuff and be dressing and Instagramming if you're trying to make it in the industry, man. Instagram should be, you know what I'm saying, about your music. I've seen a lot of females look good, can rap good, got a nice voice, but they spend too much time taking pictures, man, showcasing their outfits, man, instead of showcasing their talent. And that's why they at where they at. It's not about no hate. It's not about none of that. The same thing go for dudes. You want to showcase your new watch or your car or, you know, the females you be
right.
out with instead of showcasing your talent, man. And nobody
rappers
wants to take a chance on that. Yeah, nobody really wants to take a chance on
shit.
That. I'm not going to put no money behind somebody, man, that, you know, we got a session Sunday morning or Monday morning, and I can't count on you being there on time, man, you know, doing what you're supposed to do because you partied all weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the kind of thing that it go, man. You know, I know cats, real life cats, had big opportunities, man. Monday morning, posed a business, showed up so tired and so drunk and so fucked up from partying the whole weekend. They passed out sitting out there waiting on the dude to show up, man. The motherfucker said, man, get this junkie the fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? And that's life stories, man, of why people ain't made. The same thing with sports. You're the big college athlete, man, but you don't want to spend your time in the gym. You don't want to spend your time on the field. You don't want to spend your time training. And that's the shit that happened. But anyway, man, I done started, like, you know, doing my little filibuster, which I'm likely to do every now and then, but I done got a little more conscious and I catch myself. The Tweety be sitting over there silent, man. You know, when I take control of the microphone, I rip this bitch tears out. You know what I'm saying? You know, I hold it like money. You know, but I mean,
I gotta say this on behalf of DJ Sergeant Rock, Workshop Productions, the staff and management. We appreciate Tweety B. We love Tweety B. And I always say this, and I done said it on Groundhog Radio, Radio Divas, my personal interview, and I'm going to keep saying it because it's the truth, God, hey, Roo. If it had not have been for Tweety B 334, the world wouldn't even be hearing DJ Sergeant Rock on the internet right now. Forever, period. You know what I'm saying? I love her to death. She's a real business woman. You know what I'm saying? See when you fuck, this is what everybody don't understand. When you fuck with Tweety B, I'm going to need y'all to understand right now that she is about her business, and if she say she going to do something, she's going to do it. So and get out your feelings. Get off that. I'm trying to holler at her and all this old bullshit. No. Tweety B is a business woman, and if it had not been for Tweety B putting me in the game, DJ Sergeant Rock would not be here. I wouldn't even be on Groundhog Radio or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And everybody know this, so can't nobody dispute what I'm talking about, because it's the motherfucking truth, and that's trio.
Well, I appreciate you, DJ Sergeant Rock. The first time I heard you on the air, I knew that you had a place in radio. Y'all
wow.
probably, if you beat me to it, y'all. You beat me to it. But I love, that's my brother. I love him to death. He beat me to the punch, but he selected a good person and a terrific, you know, like, he the type of person that you don't have to see. Like, you can feel his energy on the air. So you know what type of host that he is, and I appreciate him for that. He's like his show, so when I'm not completely together. So I just appreciate his love and energy all the time, and that in itself deserves its own recognition, which it did, because everybody knows DJ started rock. And I do want to take this call in, you guys, before we get into our next little bit of music here. 5971 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have on the line?
You got Dawu 7774. I just want to salute everybody. And,
hey, what's going on?
You know I'm going to call in. You already know. So, y'all hear everything. You know, I got a question because I got a good ass memory. You know, my brain is recorded. I don't forget nothing. And this is my
question.
Okay. You remember you had Midnight Mondays? Was that the name of it? The other radio?
Manic Monday.
I want to know. I remember you had an interview with DJ Paul, right? And you played my music, and you asked the brother, you know, would you listen to this artist? And he said, yeah, he would. It depends on where he at. I just want to know what really happened with that show. I mean, what really happened? You know what I mean? Because I knew you had little problems. You ain't really get in depth with it though. But since they didn't ask everything, I just want to ask you that. What happened with that show?
Well, we did the show. And that was the end for me. I did the interview with DJ Paul. You know, we're not friends or nothing. Like, I don't know what goes on in his everyday life. You know, we did the interview, and he spoke on the music, and he didn't say that it was bad or nothing like that. He did say that he may play in the right setting, just what the party is or what's going on. But he's a guy, you know, he's awesome. I would love to interview him again if he gave me a chance.
Yeah, see, that's what Hey Woo was saying, you know, because I was listening, and, you know, like he was saying, you know, you got a lot of characters, man, that you will bump their music. And you'll play their music and show them love, and then they, you know, they just forget all that, you know. Dawu ain't got.
No, man. I mean, hey Dawu, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. See, I ain't got no connections, no aspirations, man, to be in the music business. So I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. That nigga there came on with that fake yada yada bullshit, man. Got his interview, got the fuck on, went about his business, went on to his next interview like them old fake ass industry niggas do. The same thing with that old cocksucking lying ass motherfucker Cash Out that promised her little boy to sign CD and didn't do that shit. I don't give a fuck about none of these motherfuckers. I ain't never got to interview them, talk to them, or none of that shit. You dig what I'm saying? Because to me, they a bunch of fake ass industry people, and that's what they do. You see what I'm saying? I don't expect people to be nothing but what they is, man. Motherfuckers come on that motherfucker and say positive shit. Record, go back and listen to all the shows I've been on. I done hurt motherfuckers' feelings, and I done patted motherfuckers on the back. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. If I don't like your shit, I don't like your shit. If I think you could do something different, I'm going to say you should do something different.
Yeah,
I'm not finna sit here, man, because I got no aspirations for this shit. I just hate fake-ass motherfuckers, man, who come on the show. And to me, dude is a flawed dude. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you look at his whole history.
Yeah,
his whole history was about jerking people. You know what I'm saying? It's no secret. You know, 3-6 Mafia got a history of jerking people. That's the little history of their thing. All their artists was getting jerked. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised by him coming on the show, making promises, not fulfilling them promises, man. And people don't even care. People don't expect you to keep it real no more. People don't read different books, man, what you lying and whatever kind of game you running to accomplish what you want to. That's accomplishing something.
Right.
Your word don't mean shit no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So don't be surprised, man. Dude
was
just saying that because I'm going to keep it 100 with you, man. You know what I'm saying? At that time, some of your music wasn't all it could crack up to be. You done got way 100 times better. Back then, you was rushing. Feel me? You was fresh out. You was rushing, trying to get some shit out. You wasn't putting out your best shit. You know what I mean? And I was telling you that. You did what I'm saying?
I was on that battle.
See,
that was my problem. I was on that battle shit, man. That's why I used to call Hyper and shit. You know, I was on
that's what I'm saying.
Battle shit. So now
I'm just keeping 100 with you, man. Dude just said whatever he wanted
coming,
to say because he was on the show. You know, I feel you, man, but I'm just keep. You know me. I'm going to keep it 100, man. You know what I'm saying? If I can't tell you the truth, then we can't talk.
Yeah,
true. That's
true. But see, thing about Tweety Bird, she still played my shit. See, that's why I fucks with Tweety Bird to the fullest. And just like the DJ Saga said, you know, if it wasn't for Tweety Bird, niggas probably wouldn't even never heard my music, period. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was the music I still heard was the first time I ever been in the studio. Because I had the engineer call. His name is Craze out of VA. And he told her, I just went to the studio, made 3 tracks in an hour, dog. That's how hungry I was, because the battle shit fucked me over. Stealing my lyrics, all that. Everybody got the cameras out, but you don't never see your footage. And shit like that.
Wow.
That's how I did it back in the day. Yeah, that's why I stopped it. Then one of the niggas I battled, all of a sudden I hear his track. I got all my lyrics on it. You know, none of my shit is copyrighted. I just go to the studio, plays that shit, and it's over. You know what I mean? But I got a trick for the ass.
Hold up, wait.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but I'm laughing at the fact that you mean to tell me these niggas is at rap battles, biting rap battle niggas' lyrics and shit, and trying to
niggas
reuse them
Merlin,
and shit.
The Merlin niggas do that. That's why I don't
That's
like battling niggas.
Shit.
I like battle niggas in my hood. I don't like battle. You know, I'll battle niggas that I know is official. You know, but when you battling, you winning. I never lost. Only time I lost was that Freestyle Friday at the audition, because I never made it. You know what I mean? They said they said they don't use 100% freestyle. I don't write, Haywood. I don't got time to write. Every time I try to write something, I'm going to say it anyway. That's why I just ball the paper up and just throw that shit in the trash. You know what I mean? But make a long story short, let me get on Tweety Bird, because this is her time. All right? I just want to salute her. She always let me share her pictures. You know what I mean? I can go on like you. I mean, Tweety Bird is the bomb. She's like Superwoman, technically. And if I ever see her, I'm going to flick 1,000,000 pictures up on her, because that's what I do. I like taking pictures of females. This is what I do. You know what I mean? I do that now. You know what I mean? But you know, if I was making in the major industry, this is on a lot above. If I was making in the industry, she'd be the first motherfucker to go out by him and scoop up, and niggas be mad as shit. And that's on the most high. You know what I mean? Because she has that image, man. See, niggas need image. You know, and she has that image, man. And, you know, and I'm proud to know her. Because just by her, and see, everybody listening, you know, it's like this. If you got a person that has a radio station and she's showing you love, you know, show her love back. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'll be trying to hook Tweety Bird up with artists, and I'll just be wanting to know if they keeping it real with her. Because I don't want they dumb ass making me look stupid to her.
Right, right.
Then I get cut off. You know what I mean? I don't want
to
get cut off because I'm trying to help another artist out. You know what I mean? I'm not stupid.
I'm talking about, but
niggas do that. Niggas brown nose, just like you just talk Cooney. You remember that one? You know, that's what they do. I see if I made it in the world. Didn't hate on me. Nigga, I'm straight underground. Don't got nothing but my talent, you know what I mean? So it's like, I be putting her on with artists, and I be wanting to know, you know, if they keeping it real. Did you send your shit to her? You know, don't make me look stupid. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what I be trying to explain to Tweety Bird. Yeah.
Speaking of artists, now you sent somebody to me, OG Prana. And I have a track by her called Who We Smoke, and we're going to play that for you guys right now. This was a submission from Dawood, a D.C. artist, OG Prana.
Like that.
We're going to play this stuff right now for you, and we're going to come back, you guys, and get ready to get out of here. It's been an amazing,
powerful
night.
Salute to y'all.
Drive bitch can't smoke with me. hippie. I smoked in my sleep. A 3.5, but that's three-way tie for me. A pack of backwoods. Oh, and I need some sweet. You fucking creep. You niggas is weak. Dressing all white like the Ku Klux. Push goofing through the beats like a speaker. Woods rolled up, hitting like some nunchuck. Smoking slips at the bar like a tuka. Train grabbed the purple stuff. Hoodie gang known to give it up. Hoodie left, keep the blades up. For the knuckle up. And you can bleed it any time of the month. You fucking cunt, now son. And I fuck you up. Bitches, bitches, knock you out while I hit me one. Burnt that bitch. Better suck the dick. Better fuck the rip. Won't put your lips on this. Better grip down. Ready for this hooligan shit. Stacking bricks so these hooligan hips. Got the whole world screaming, I'm a hooligan bitch.
Tweety V. Guess what? Guess what? Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for that hot topic, you dig?
All right, you guys. We are in for another hot topic. And what's trending again this week, you guys, is Kanye West. And we talked about him last week a little bit. On what was going on with him, but we're going to play a little bit of this. You can find out what's going on with Kanye. Hot topic.
What's trending again this week? Kanye West. Now, last week we talked about Kanye's performance in San Jose. In the middle of his performance, he told the audience that he did not vote, but had he voted, he would have voted for Donald Trump. Now, this has created a monster of comments across social media. Kanye West was set to perform at a forum in Los Angeles on Sunday, but Ticketmaster announced the cancellation a few hours before it was slated to start at 8 p.m., confusing the fans who had already bought tickets. The rapper's representatives have yet to deliver an explanation for the cancellation, but West's performance in his concert in the last past few days may shed some light on the reasons of the show's postponement. I tell you, man, I don't know what's going on with Kanye lately, but you might need to take a chill pill and just relax. The last few of his shows, he has done only 4 songs, which is about 30 minutes of performance, and has some of the fans a little heated. But I paid some $250 per ticket, and they want to hear more from Kanye West. But I tell you, right now it looks like Kanye has taken a visit to the hospital. And we hope everything works out for you, Kanye. We hope you can get it together soon and get back on track with your music. Your fans are waiting for the old Kanye. Well, that's it and what's trending.
All right, you guys. Kanye, we hope you feel better. Hope everything works out. Get it back together for us. Yes.
Oh, Kanye.
Yeah. He's on another rant and rave, but people are really complaining about him doing 4 songs per show, and they're paying $250 per ticket. But we don't have a lot of time to waste on Kanye. DJ Sajirat, tell people how to find and follow you on social media.
All right, this is your boy DJ Sergeant Rock broadcasting live 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You can find me on Facebook at Anthony Space DJ Sergeant Rock. Run it all together. Last name, Hale, H-A-L-E. You know what I'm saying? If you got any music, any DJ drops, whatever you want to throw at me, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up in my email at my Gmail, all lowercase, DJ Sergeant Rock, the number 48 at gmail.com. And you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday night, 10 p.m. Central Time, on the number one internet radio show around the country and the world. The fucking world, Queen.
Freedom. 'Cause we are the Don't go through the front door.
Find me at
TweetyBird334 on social media. And God, hey, Rue, give us some information.
Oh, man, y'all can catch me over there on Twitter from time to time, man, at Hey Rue Cootie Reborn. That's HERKHUTIREBORN. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? I ain't fucking with Facebook right now. We beefing. They ask for too much information.
Okay.
Oh. All right, no Facebook, you guys. Thank you so much for a wonderful IFO Saturday exclusive. Join us next week, 12 p.m. Eastern on Radio. See y'all next week.
Reality Radio.
War Eagle, baby. War fucking Eagle.